Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. Marco Acala, who is with Allegheny Health Network's Orthopedic Institute. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, Doc, generally speaking, when I hear orthopedic, I'm thinking bones and infrastructure of the body. Is that accurate?
That's accurate, but we also, if you add in sports medicine, that encompasses pretty much the orthopedic world along with some primary care, and also includes concussion management as well, sideline coverage for games and things of that nature.
Yeah, when we talk
surgical,
talk about concussions, that brings just a whole array of people's thoughts, some misinformation, some information. What is it that you would like people to understand about concussions that you feel they're not getting now?
Well, pretty much what somebody would have, the concern is what to do in a situation where they think their child has a concussion or an adult. What do they do? And they panic because they think it's a brain bleed and they have to run to the ER right away and get scans. And a lot of this is overkill. Recognizing symptoms of a concussion after an injury. Now, you don't always have to hit your head to sustain a concussion.
Really?
You can fall on your... Exactly, and this is one of the misconceptions. Sitting and falling on your tailbone, for example, from ice skating, can cause a resonance or a shaking of the brain just by simply transferring that energy from the tailbone up to the head. Now, how many times have you fallen and your head kind of shook around a little bit or gotten whiplash from, you know, side-to-side movement from possible T-bone from a car accident and never hit your head? But it's how you feel afterwards. Imagine your brain is shaking inside that skull, bouncing around. Now, it has to bounce in a couple of directions, or sometimes it twists or torques a little bit in the brain, in the skull, sorry. It's kind of floating around a lot in fluid. So basically, if you're bumping it around, even from vigorous shaking or actual impact, you can have those symptoms that people describe as a concussion. And some of the things to look for, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Some of the things to worry about or look for after that kind of an incident is how do you feel right after? People describe headaches a lot. People describe nausea, dizziness, or throwing up, or feeling slowed down, foggy. Those are all a list of symptoms that somebody can have, but it's a sequence of symptoms that people get. So the first thing someone should do if they notice any kind of disturbance or any kind of weird sensation or watching their child acting differently after an injury, even if it was 3 days ago, is to shut down. Our recommendation is to shut down for about 72 hours. Let the brain calm down. Let the brain relax, and let's see what the dust settles after about 3 days. And then if there's no improvement, that's when we ask them to seek medical advice.
All right, so Dr. Acala, let me ask you, let's talk about children, especially smaller children, because, you know, if you get a toddler who's starting to walk or something like that, falling is just part of that process. You know, they're up, they're down, they're falling. But they're not capable of telling you, oh, I've got, you know, a headache or, you know, any of those. I mean, nausea you might see. But, you know, those kind of things, there's no way they can tell you. And our parental instinct is to scoop them up and say, you're okay, let me kiss it. You kiss the back of their head and you go on. How do you know
exactly
that there isn't something worse?
Well, you know your child well enough to know that why are you acting different? They don't have to verbalize what they say, but we do notice that they're acting strange, or that's what the parents tell you anyway. You know, he's definitely not as active as he was before the accident. He is not watching TV as the way he was before. He's always sleeping. He's always tired.
Okay.
Things like that, things that you can kind of pick up, little clues. And that's when, you know, you start to educate the parents a little bit more. So, again, you have to have that sense of, like, he did fall, get hurt. Let me just make sure he's okay, and I'm just watch for those kind of patterns and make sure that he continues to act the same way and still function the same way. You don't see the concussion, but people can feel it. And I would say, imagine having the flu. You can't see it, but you don't feel great. So sometimes people look like they're not feeling great. They don't have to tell you exactly.
We're with Dr. Marco Acala with the Allegheny Health Network Orthopedic Institute. So, Doc, once you medically diagnose a concussion in a child, for instance, and then you're looking, they want to get back, if they're an athlete, obviously, to doing what they did before as soon as possible. That varies, as I understand, greatly with the individual.
Absolutely. And the, again, misconception is that, oh, this will take 2 weeks or 3 weeks. The majority of people that sustain a concussion, or athletes or students, or in this case, children, they can resolve within a month. That is the consensus, that most people will resolve in a month. But not everybody's the same. Everybody, we individualize the care to the person. Now you add in things like ADHD or anxiety or depression or frustration because I'm missing my last game. And those things can prolong someone's concussion symptoms, which is why, that's not the only reason why people can take several months to get better. Some people can take years to get better too. It all depends on the individual and how, what their current situation is. So not everything is a cookie cutter approach to everybody. We do have try to protocol it as much as possible. And then we need the physicians or ourselves to play with that wiggle room and figure out what else is causing this person to not get better and then try different approaches. We have a multitude of approaches. We have a team approach and very comprehensive with our therapists. And there's a unique approach by picking apart why this person's not getting better. Do they have ocular dysfunction, meaning eye motion side to side causes them to get eye strain, which leads to headaches, which leads to this fogginess, tired exhaustion that comes afterwards? Or do they have vestibular dysfunction, meaning head motion? If I empty the dishwasher, or if I look side to side or take notes and look up at the board multiple times, that will give me dizziness if I have vestibular dysfunction. So people need to identify where their problems are coming from because it depends on what part of the brain was injured. You can also have cognitive dysfunction, which is your higher functioning part of your brain where you're focusing, concentrating, thinking. You don't have to do anything, but if I start listening to a conversation for a long period of time, it can lead to confusion, to headaches, to flaring up and feeling wiped out, exhausted, and again, back to the same thing. So we need to identify why this person is not getting better and attack it and be specific with the dysfunction, not right. Be automated and just say, well, here, you have a concussion, and let's automatically give you vestibular ocular therapy when you needed speech therapy for cognitive dysfunction therapy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yes. A lot and to absorb there, and enough about me falling off my bike.
John and I feel like that all the time, but I guess that's a conversation for another day.
I think a lot of us feel that way, too. What I'm trying to say to summarize that is we don't know what type of dysfunction the person has if we don't get to see them or explain why they're taking longer than usual. Yeah, and then so people are kind of spinning their wheels. Well, I'm cutting back. I don't know why I'm not better. But nowadays, people are doing 8 or 9 things at once, and that's their norm. And then they cut back to do 5 or 6 things at once. Why am I not better? I don't get it. So we need you to cut back to 0 and do 1 thing at a time. But again, that's all education. And the education that we offer people as to why they're not getting better, it clicks. And they're like, that's why I'm not getting better. Okay, I get it. And you reset them again. You get like a reboot. And then they go back out there and they notice the improvement. But well, again, you need a physician or a physician program to help identify these things and kind of finesse through and help them and guide them in the right direction along with our therapist, which is a team approach.
412 Doctors, brought to you by Allegheny Health Network, Health for All, Dr. Marco Acala, Orthopedic Institute. Doc, great information, and we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for everything, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.